This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Should Congress create an independent commission to study the deadly January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol building? Republicans in the Senate oppose the idea. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
A vote on a procedural motion toward creating a special commission was to happen yesterday, but was delayed amid haggling over another bill. There is broad GOP opposition to forming a commission, with several Republicans saying it would be too partisan.
Though Democratic Senator Dick Durbin said this yesterday.
Many of the Republican members are afraid of the man who incited this mob. They are afraid of the former president and what he'll say of them if we call for an investigation. They're afraid of Donald Trump.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the government is taking a very close look at the possibility of vaccine passports for travel into and out of the United States. That means you'd have to prove you've been vaccinated. This Memorial Day holiday weekend, millions of Americans are expected to be on the road and in the air. But our Jennifer King reports they may face some obstacles.
Airline executives say domestic air travel is back to pre-pandemic levels. But if you're planning to rent a car at the airport this weekend, you might be out of luck. Rental cars are in short supply and the average cost is roughly doubled. There's a severe shortage of workers in the hospitality industry. Lifeguards, hotel housekeepers, and bartenders are in short supply. Travelers are advised to pack their patience and not be surprised to find limited hours and streamlined menus.
Americans increased their spending by just 0.5%. In April. That's after a big spending spree in March. Microsoft says the Russians behind the SolarWinds hacking campaign launched a targeted spear phishing assault on U.S. and foreign government agencies and think tanks, too, this week. No word on how successful they were. This is AP News. Former House Speaker Paul Ryan is thinking out loud about the future of the Republican Party.
Former House Speaker Paul Ryan says the Republican Party is
at a crossroads.
Speaking at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library Thursday night, Ryan cautioned against the fealty being shown by so many in his party to former President Donald Trump.
If the conservative cause depends on the populist appeal of one personality or of second-rate imitations, then we're not going anywhere.
Ryan, who described President Joe Biden's agenda as more leftist than any president in his lifetime, was the opening speaker for the library's Time for Choosing series. Future speakers will include former Vice President Mike Pence and former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley. I'm Mike Rossio.
The remains of a 20-year-old soldier killed in the Korean War have been identified as those of Army PFC Bill Hobbs of Oklahoma. He was MIA in 1950. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.